Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Northern Arizona International. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
And welcome to the Independent Oversight Committee of Northern Arizona. And thank you to everyone that's here. We have a quorum. What I'd like to do is go around the room and introduce ourselves, and then go to the good people on the phone, and then get right into our agenda. Okay, thank you all for attending. My name is Dorothy O'Brien. I am your chair. I have a daughter who is a childhood cancer survivor and subsequently mentally ill, and currently in the state hospital in the forensic unit. God help us all. There you go.
I'm Chris Komenich, the liaison to the committee from the Department of Administration.
I'm Ann Gunty. I'm a family support specialist with Child and Family Support Services in Flagstaff. I'm also the parent of one young adult who is in the mental health system and one teenager who has received behavioral health services as well.
I'm Jesse Sharber. I'm the Youth and Young Adult Projects Coordinator for Stewart Health
Choice
Arizona. Sorry, new title, and also the currently the Independent Oversight Committee liaison. But
and I'm Maria Esposito, the Member Liaison Coordinator for Stewart Health Choice Arizona.
Hi there. My name is Christopher Gonzalez, and I'm the secretary for the committee, and I am a peer and family member. Oh, and I work for Hope Lives.
Okay, my name is Karen O'Brien, and I am also, I'm the stepfather of the young woman who's in the mental institution.
Thank you all for attending. And who's on the phone? Sue, let's start with you.
Hi, I'm Sue Hernandez. I've both been in the whole healthcare system, and I am a parent of an exceptional child who is currently in the behavioral healthcare system, and he's doing fantastic right now.
Excellent. Is there anyone else on the line? Okay. Okay. So then let's begin. Thank you all for going to some extraordinary efforts in some cases to attend. And this is our second month meeting with under the assistance and help and oversight with the Arizona Department of Office Administration. Did I get that
close
right?
Close enough.
Close enough. All those words in a different order. and I must say that we appreciate the responsiveness and all the assistance that we've been receiving. So thank you very much for that, Chris.
You're welcome.
One formality, in last month's meeting, we agreed that instead of written minutes so that everyone could participate, we would just record, which Christopher Klemenich is recording now. We have a formality of one set of minutes to approve. They are from the July meeting this year, 2018. You have all received them in various ways. we have received some comments and some corrections which have been done, and I would ask that the committee move to approve one of the very few things we will have to vote on, move to approve these minutes and become part of the record so that we can just move on to our other business.
So moved.
Is there a second?
I forget, am I allowed to as non-voting?
Okay.
We discussed it, and I can't remember.
Okay.
Then I'm voting.
Yeah, so then I'm going to second it, and all in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Good, okay. So those minutes are approved, please note, as such. And then going forward, we will record. And that recording, of course, is always available to members and the public on the website. Do you have anything to add to that, Chris? I heard the inhale of breath.
Well, I like to talk.
We're going to get right to you in a minute. Okay.
So just a question about that. Because it's recorded and therefore supposedly accurate, because it's the recording, there's no need for approval of minutes or...
You don't need to vote.
Okay, so we don't need to go and listen to them and give you comments or feedback, because it's...
It's the actual recording. Okay. And quite frankly, when at this point, the reality, the way the structure of the group is that just myself and my husband are voting members, and Susan, I mean, we have three voting members, it almost doesn't, you know, unless there's some dire issue, but at that point, I have to say, knowing this group, and Sue, correct me if you think I'm not stating it correctly, but any dire issues are going to have a thorough discussion. And yes, okay. You agree, okay. So I almost hope the voting becomes moot in a way, you know, because we need all of your input and all of your feedback. Okay, so I'd like to move forward to the third item on our agenda, which... and we'll get into a rhythm of what are the regular reports and what are extraordinary things that we'll have to deal with. But I'd like to begin with a report from Christopher Klimenik, our liaison, for an update on all the things that you see there. So over to you, Christopher, and then I'm sure we'll have some comments and questions.
Okay. I'll try to hit these one by one. Okay. The website... We have been posting things on the website with regard to agendas and the audio recordings. My hope is that we can continue to add information on there. But you know, there are limitations that I can do technologically, so I'm trying to work with our IT staff on the best way to get that set up going forward. Does anyone have any questions on the website?
Sue, do you have any questions on the website?
I do not.
Okay.
I'd like to ask a question,
sure.
Chris. Going forward, well, I want to make sure you had a chance, Sue, before I started in.
No, thank you.
Do you have any suggestions? Because it would seem to me that we should have some live reporting, and I don't mean live like as in the meeting live, but so... say, after we do this committee meeting, that there be some, whether it's the chair report or a member's report or, you know, and is there the ability to do that? Can we submit something to you? Okay.
You
just
certainly
to
could.
Keep it dynamic. And
yeah, I think the committee in Tucson is doing something similar.
Okay.
I thought about, like, something calling it, like, an action report.
Excellent.
Or, like, basically any... follow-ups that need to be done just so there's a written record, both for the public and for the community. Is that kind of what you're referring
exactly,
to?
Exactly.
Yeah. You can certainly put that together. That might be really up to you whether you want the secretary to do that or you want me to do that. But
yeah. Okay, so it's getting in the habit of preparing a little copy, and I would suggest if anybody on the committee or attending – you know, has something interesting like Anne. I know you're going to be attending a tribal conference or something like that.
Oh, the tribal summit, yeah.
You know, I mean, perhaps a comment or two about that. You know, and I would do the same for something for NAMI, maybe. You know, I don't know, and certainly Jesse or Marie, if you have something, Christopher. You know, mm-hmm. We're all involved in different. I know you just had a big project, and maybe there's a line or two. Just
sure.
So that this becomes a real dynamic, living organization. And Sue, you're going to have perhaps some activities that, you know, that would be good to bring some life to who this committee is and why we're doing what we're doing. Does that sound reasonable?
Mm-hmm. So just to add a clarification.
That sounds reasonable.
Okay.
Just for myself. This is Christopher Gonzalez. Since we have a lot of Chris's now. So if I'm understanding what you're talking about is like a mid-month action report or the things that we work on during that month, bringing that action report here aside from the minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's appropriate, you know, how are we connected to the mental health community? How are we connected to the vulnerable community? How are we connected to the places that we... are expected to have some oversight of, you know.
Okay.
So, you know, just to give the group I'll say a person, a human face.
Okay. So just let me know, Dot, what you want to do, if you want everybody to send that to me electronically and bring it and disperse it, or if you want to.
Yeah.
I'm okay with either.
I'm thinking of getting it onto the website.
Okay.
Is what I'm thinking. Does it?
Gotcha.
You know, so that if,
okay.
Whether you compile an actual thing, I don't want to give you more work.
Oh no,
you know,
that's
or
fine.
You send it to Chris. I don't know. But I mean, let's see how that
okay.
evolves.
Yeah.
You know,
that's great.
And if we begin by sending it to you, and we compile a paragraph or two. You know, and you make it, you know, we make it make some sense, and then see what you think, if it's appropriate or too long or too short or whatever.
Okay.
I'm sure you'll have community projects or interesting things. And let's see how that evolves. Does that sound reasonable?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What else you got?
Well, looks like next is meeting locations and site tours afterwards. Mm-hmm. So the next meeting I have reserved a conference room at the Flagstaff DES building for October 15.
Okay.
That was what we discussed at the last
mm-hmm.
meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, it's really up to you know, what you and the committee want to do in terms of, I know you mentioned rotating around different locations, or if you want to stick with Flagstaff Prescott. You know, we can see how well the state building situation looks in some other sites, and
okay.
if we're finding some difficulty, let me know, and I can take it to my leadership and let them know what the situation is, and we can try to work through it collaboratively.
Well, it's some of the issues we're going to have are number one, the video. Because if we had something that we all needed to look at,
mm-hmm.
we need to have that capability. Plus, it's just better for people attending at a distance to be able to see each other. I mean, I think we all agree on that, you know.
And you've had that capability in
yes.
the past?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we have. Yeah, yeah. So that, and again, doing big documents like the guidelines and so on, when you can put it up on the screen and everyone can give you feedback. We don't anticipate having to do that again. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
It's a year of my life I'm not giving away again.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I think we all agree on that. Yeah. So then the other part becomes the travel. All of us are in positions, I think, where we either have to take time off from work or we have limited ability to leave work. And, you know, ideally, and I would like your feedback on this, we had talked about, and Chris K had indicated that there were meeting places here in the Prescott area, in the, we know there's some in the Verde Valley area,
Cottonwood.
We haven't quite, Cottonwood,
yeah.
We know there's Flagstaff, there's also Williams and Holbrook, did you say?
Winslow. Yeah.
Okay. So our original thought as a group was to rotate those meetings, and I have a caveat coming, rotate those meetings so that we could do a tour in those areas so that those groups, at least some people in those areas, would get to know who we are. And to me, that still seems like the way to go if we can reasonably and practically organize that. We couldn't manage that this meeting. I'm hoping we can organize something in Flagstaff with some, whether it's the guidance center or one of the counseling facilities. It doesn't matter. And not as oversight, not going to speak to patients or anything. Going to see, just observe, see the facility, see what's available. I'm picturing way less than an hour. And to me, that would be an ideal way for us to go forward, just to keep ourselves in the face, if mm-hmm. you will, of places that we will eventually be visiting. And then I have, because what I think is, and tell me what you think about these two things, is I would like us to meet in Flagstaff in October, do a tour, and then in the months of November and December, try to organize at least two site visits. At least two. And then reconvene in January and reassess. How'd we do? How'd it go? What are we doing right? What are we doing wrong? What do you think about that?
So site visits in those months instead of meeting as a committee.
Correct.
I like that idea.
I think it's a great idea.
Sue, what do you think about that?
I like that idea. I think that's because we've been really, that's something we've been starving to do is
get started.
Get going with the site visits. Yeah.
Karen, what do you think?
Well, I think that's something that's supposed to be part of our activity, and we haven't done any of it, so it's about time.
I agree, and then that brings us back to a meeting where we really have some meat and agenda items and responsibilities and deliverables that we can actually focus on.
I agree.
I don't think we need to meet again in this fashion because we've done our committee work. I mean, yes, we're waiting for administrative mm-hmm. details to come back, but it shouldn't impede our going forward.
Okay.
Does that seem reasonable to you?
Yeah, I mean, the only requirement in statute is that you have a meeting once every quarter. So if you were to meet in October, you would meet that requirement.
Yeah, okay. So that's
very
the thing.
Nice.
Okay. So what I would then, as part, and I realize I'm in your report, but it just seems to fit there.
Hey.
Just get used to it.
Let someone else do the talking. I like it. Yeah.
No, you'll do plenty of talking. And then, so when you're through with your report, Chris, I want to come back to that with Chris G. about deliverables.
Sounds good.
Okay?
Sounds good.
So please continue. So thank you for your feedback on that.
All right. So, yeah, I guess long story short, for the short term, meeting October 15 in Flagstaff at the DES building. And
you'll send us a Google link or a map or
yeah,
some good address.
Exactly. Yeah, and I will follow up and see if the room we've reserved has video conferencing capability. I'll make that a priority.
What
going
would
forward.
Be helpful about that meeting, Chris,
mm-hmm.
if we can have a video capability where anyone attending can zoom in or whatever, is a map that shows us, okay, here's going to be our meeting in Williams, and the place we're going to tour is X.
Okay.
And then in April, our meeting is going to be in Winslow, and the facility right here is what we're going to tour. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, so maybe we can put on the agenda like a discussion of the 2019 meeting locations, just so we can kind of try to
Perfect.
Settle it down.
Perfect.
So we can
that
prepare in advance.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Good. 2019 meeting locations. And you see what we're looking for. I mean, a little visual so that everyone is on the same page. You can mm-hmm. organize your time.
So in October at that meeting, will we choose locations for November and December?
Or I think we should.
Coming with sort of suggestions?
Exactly.
Or? Okay.
Yes. I think when we leave the meeting on October, we need to know where we're going to be and how many visits we're going to make in November and December. It could be one. I mean, but if it's three or four, great. You know, if we can marshal our troops, which leads me to another question.
Yes.
What membership documents, because that's the next forms for requirements for members, blah, blah, you know, what
yeah.
do you have for us on that?
Those are still, I have an initial draft that has to be approved by my leadership and
okay.
has not yet been approved yet, so I don't have any updates for you at this
There's
point.
There's nothing at the, okay. But going forward, we had you know, a very good prospective member, Dr. Corey Kruger,
okay.
who, and I don't know where, we don't know where his paperwork is.
That
Does
was
that
in process
familiar?
With, I have
yeah.
not heard about that.
Okay. Then I would ask, can you send me whatever he should fill out now, whatever that is?
Okay.
He's actually attended a meeting. He does ask me, what are we doing? And his population is the geriatric population in Verde Valley. He's very experienced and vulnerable population. So to have him do site visits with us would be excellent.
Okay. So... Yeah, like the application form, it's just in terms of what we're asking for and what we're not asking for. Like I said, that's still under approval, so as soon
okay.
as I do have it approved,
yeah.
I'll send it to you.
Yeah, and we all need to, I think, have a, whether it's on the website or however it's available to us, because
oh, yeah.
if we're actively recruiting members, we
no,
need the proper.
Once it's done, we'll have it up on the website.
All right,
yeah.
super. I won't interrupt you.
No. Or interrupt away. That's what I'm here for. All right, so, I mean, unless anyone has any other questions on new forms or requirements of members, I can move on.
I just have one question.
Sure.
If it's okay if I ask.
Yes, it
is. So are you, I'm misunderstanding, are you having like a meeting from November forward, or is it just going to be your site visits?
In the month of November and December, we're going to be doing site visits.
Okay.
So that is not a public activity or a formal committee meeting.
Okay.
We will reconvene in January. And by then, hopefully, you'll have stuff to report. We'll all have had some experience and be able to reassess.
That helps me better. Yeah.
Does that help? Is that clear, Marie?
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. You know, in some committees, I understand that members of the public and other members that attend are asked to wait till the end. That I'm not comfortable with that. So if I'm going to be your chair, I'm going to ask for your feedback. You're here because you have a certain experience that we need to hear from you. So, and if we don't want to hear from you, I'll get my gavel.
This is why I like you so much, Dawn.
I'm just kidding. Okay, sorry, Chris.
No, okay. Anything else on that?
No, I think we're good.
Okay. So status of guidelines, site visit checklist, and procedures. We'll wait on the site visit checklist and procedures because that's the next item. In terms of the guidelines, so as we talked about last time, you know, you're not alone here at the Northern Arizona Committee. There's also, you have sister committees in Maricopa County and Southern Arizona. Reached out after talking with Dot to ask the Southern Arizona Committee for their current operating guidelines. I haven't received those yet. I think their vice chair is out of town, so I'm sure she'll get those to me when she's back in. So we can probably put those on the agenda for next month to discuss,
okay,
you know, how similar you want your guidelines to be with what they're doing in Southern Arizona and where you want them different. But I don't know if you have any other questions on that.
Well, the guidelines, not so much the formal guidelines as in bylaws.
Mm-hmm.
What we were looking for from the Southern Committee, or whoever is organized enough, is what are they using for site visits?
Okay.
Because we did all that work, and
we
want two things. We want to know that our current oversight, your director, approves of what we've done. If not, we want to know what changes need to be made.
Regarding the guidelines, or are you talking about, because there's two separate things.
Exactly. The guidelines, as far as this committee is concerned, are done.
Okay.
From our viewpoint.
Okay.
Right, and that's what we're curious as to, you know, are those approved? That's what, you know,
were they,
it's been a year in the making.
Were they ever approved by the access director?
No.
Okay.
We never
so our director needs to approve these.
We never heard definitively.
Okay.
That they
so essentially, you're just looking for our director to approve them.
We're going to continue and we're going to proceed.
I'm sorry, I wasn't clear that you already had finalized what you want the guidelines.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And so literally a year ago, Chris.
Okay.
So that's one thing. The second part of that is the documents we provided to you regarding our site visit procedures.
Right.
That's one page which you provided here. And then this checklist, which is what we also, as far as we're concerned, you know, other than formatting and things that we don't know, like there was a couple of acronyms in there that we weren't sure they were still relevant, which I think you addressed.
We can get to that.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm sorry. So I'm glad we clarified. So in terms of the guidelines, I will reach out to our director and try to have some sort of answer for you by next month's meeting.
Okay, perfect.
I guess last two things are printed materials. So in terms of brochures, again, I have a draft, but I have been informed that any material that gets distributed to the public has to be approved by our communications team and communications director, so they're in the process of reviewing what I put together.
Perfect.
So once those brochures are finalized, we'll have that on the website, and then I'll also, you know, print out some hard copies and pass them out for all of you. In terms of credentials for the site visits, I think, I don't want to get ahead of myself. It seems like a credential badge is, maybe I didn't articulate what you guys were looking for correctly, because in terms of getting a state badge, that was met with a little bit of resistance. I think essentially you just want some identification, right? So I'll try to...
A card.
Yeah.
A simple business card.
Okay.
That, you know, has a real, an official phone number.
Yeah.
Or your phone number where someone could check that we are who we say we are.
Okay. So maybe I'll...
But you can just try to picture us stepping up to a facility and saying, hi, you know.
Oh, no, I'm well aware.
You know, we'd like to speak to two of your patients.
Right.
Next thing you know, they call 911, you know.
Right. We don't even have a brochure, let alone a card or
exactly.
any kind of
exactly.
identification, something.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Validates our purpose for being there.
Exactly. And I don't mean to be unreasonable about it, but here we are in September. We are going to meet in October.
Mm-hmm.
That's another 30 days. And then October, we're going out after October. We expect to go out there with something that won't get us arrested.
At the very least, I will have you. At the very least, I'll have a letter for you. You know that you can have as a credential. But
it's better. It's bail money when we do get arrested. It seems easier.
Yeah, we don't have a treasurer. We don't have any funds, so we don't have bail money.
You can apply for RICO funds.
Oh, okay. There you go.
All right. So yeah, I'll have. Don't worry. I'll have something for you by October. But so yeah. And then finally, availability and accessibility of incident or deliverable lists. I have a call set up with Access staff in 2 weeks to talk about this issue. They're very busy. That they've indicated to me with the launch of the Access Complete Care. So. We'll be following up. But in the meantime, if you do have any specific concerns about what you haven't received, I would ask that you put those in writing, and you can send those to me, and then I'll have a written record of what the concern is.
So are you talking about, this is Christopher G., are you talking about the seclusion, restraint, incident, and grievances that we get from the FTP side of Access?
Yes, I did.
Because I believe that I can...
You can.
I can still access.
I still can't access.
But you still
can't. My password. I didn't do what you said. I didn't have time, unfortunately, to do what you suggested I do, which was make
just
sure I get ahead
days.
Of it. Yeah. So can you access those?
I can access those. Of course, Yazelle or Access won't be sending them.
Right.
Like they used to. So are we still accessing those deliverables from Access website, or will they transition to ADOA?
No, my understanding is they remain with Access. We don't have...
Okay.
At least for now. At least for now. We don't have the business agreement set up to take on their information.
So monthly... And wasn't there another representative?
Katie. And Katie also can't...
Okay. So in the meantime, until you figure that out, should I be...
Yes, please.
Because I can't print those for HIPAA or anything, but
right.
I can send it secure.
Well, I mean, what...
Can I bring them here?
It might be easier, just so we're not doing anything outside of what's set up, is I can follow up with Dana and Yazelle and let them know about the issues you've had and try to, you know.
With all due respect,
mm-hmm.
they are well aware those issues for 6 months.
Yes,
so
longer.
I don't think this committee is willing to wait for them anymore. So.
Well, isn't there something, and it goes back to having technology available in the room, when we discussed the fact that we couldn't print them, wasn't there something that we could pull them up as a committee and view them as a group in the room? If there were certain, like,
an executive session.
An
executive session.
Okay.
Because I think the reports are already redacted.
Right.
They already have the
Because it seems
PHI
to me we talked about... If somebody had kind of given them a perusal to begin with, we could pull them up and look at specific
and
items
at
as a committee that if they were on the computer and not printed.
Yes.
I'm thinking. So that's another reason for having technology available in meeting settings.
Because this is an ongoing problem, and it's impeding us from doing our fulfilling our mission.
So who is Chris, are you the only one who has access at this point?
Currently, at this time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm supposed to, and so is Katie Welty, but neither Katie nor I can, because our passwords expired. And even at that, I had very limited understanding of how to get in there and look at what I needed to see. So thank goodness Chris Gonzalez has stayed engaged
active.
With that, engage. So may I make the suggestion then to the group in October that, because what we're supposed to be doing is understanding where more complaints are coming from others, places, and things like that. And as you said, hot spots, Chris, you know, that's kind of what we need to address. So at the October meeting, if we have our general meeting and then resolve into an executive session, because we will have some kind of video, even if we gather around your laptop or something,
sure,
you know, to for the committee to review what information you have, Chris, and then we can decide at that point, okay, we're going to visit the X, Y, and Z over the next 2 months.
Well, I think that sounds like a good idea.
Reasonable.
Yeah, we can just pull it up at the executive committee and not have to worry about printing, downloading.
Right. Yeah. Chris, how does that sound? Mm-hmm. From a legal state standpoint, does that sound workable?
I'll get back to you on that. I think I don't see any issues as long as you're in executive session, but I'll look into it, and I will reach out to Access just because I have let them tell me no
of
first.
Course.
Yeah.
Well, so at any rate,
they won't tell you no. They'll just tell you
they won't
get back to you in a year.
Yeah. So we're frankly done waiting. So Anne, does that sound reasonable to you?
I think it does.
Okay. All right.
So we'll use those deliverables to narrow down a list of potential places we'd like to visit in November and December.
And then, so if we convene in January, we decide if there's anything we need to report for action or something like that. And Jesse, you know, perhaps if you have feedback about that, we appreciate any and all guidance. We're very much in our infancy. We know that. So if we're drooling or something, please wipe our mouths.
All right. I have a question on the executive sessions. Since we're technically public, would we be allowed in those sessions?
Strictly
no. Okay.
But, I mean, there may be a time when we require your assistance or guidance in something. And Chris would have some kind of papal dispensation or something.
Yeah, necessary staff members are allowed in executive session. So I don't know if you would fall into that because you're contracted to be at these meetings, but you're not technically staff. So that's kind of the things. I'll look into it.
And very frankly, Jesse, I mean, let's be completely frank. If we're looking at facilities and it turns out, and I don't expect this, but it turns out that a facility that you're involved in is repeatedly coming up on the list, that's going to be pretty uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's obviously the point of conflict of interest. We don't want you to feel, you know, like we're going to start throwing tomatoes or anything, you know. So that's why at times absolutely we'll need your expertise and perhaps other times.
Maybe not so much.
Not so much.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. Thank you.
Is that reasonable, Chris?
No, yeah, throwing tomatoes? Definitely. And
okay. So on your report then, Mr. Klimenich, Mr. Liaison, what do you think there? Are we...
Well, I have some action items that I'm going to be taking, and I'll just review them just to make sure we're on the same page. So I will look into all the potential spots for the rotation of 2019 meeting locations.
Thank you.
I'll follow up with Dr. Kruger, who is the potential new member, and see what the status of his application was with Access. And do you have a time frame when he was?
Last year, a year ago,
okay.
December, he attended a meeting.
Okay.
You know, 10 months.
Gotcha. Okay. I didn't know how recent. That's good.
Enough.
Okay. I will review the operating guidelines again and make a recommendation to our agency director about approval or any modifications that would be legally necessary. I will have either a business card or some sort of letter to allow you to identify yourselves at the site visit next month or whatever you're calling it.
Yeah.
Pseudo site visit, tour, site tour, yeah. I will follow up with Access on access to the FTP website for members except for Chris G. And I will also research the viability and what needs to happen for an executive session at the October meeting. Did you have anything else?
Absolutely fantastic. I have one other thing.
Okay.
And that is our site visit procedures and our site visit checklist, the ones that you brought for us. I just want to make sure that going forward, this has the approval of Mr. Davidson, of Director Davidson, so that we can use this blueprint, I'll say, in November, December, because this is what this was designed for.
Yeah, does not have his approval yet,
okay,
because I wanted to make sure that everyone was comfortable with it, and I know, Chris, did you print out...
I did print, they printed them out here.
Okay.
They were very nice. But they're in black and white, because when I saw these, I wasn't sure if these were the current ones to our changes. So we just printed the changes that Jesse had worked on with us in December of 17.
Right.
To see if we still wanted any of these changes, because I noticed the name of operator, I think we were looking to include more of a group type situation. They're separated here if you want to pass them around.
Sure.
This stack here is a one pager.
Oh, I see.
It didn't print them in color, but you can tell from the writing, the print, that it would have been a different color. This is the site list procedures.
Okay.
And
so that takes
the other one that's kind of turned the other way is multiple pages. It's the packet that... but I noticed that some of the changes went on here because Jesse had acknowledged that she made the table.
Yeah.
So I wasn't sure if all the changes that we wanted were on them or if this was the final document, that's fine, or if I'm kind of far behind, just need to catch up.
I
just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, no, I'm glad because I assumed... Sue, what you can't see is that we have copies of the procedures and the site visit checklist. And then Chris has an additional, perhaps an older version, but there might be some stuff on there that we missed. I don't think so, but I do see on the front pages. Yeah.
So this one with the notes on it that Christopher just passed out is the one that we worked on.
Yeah.
And these are our notes.
Yes.
And how is that different from what was passed out earlier?
Well, I thought that this incorporated all those changes.
This still says name of operator.
Right.
We looked at changing it to agency, organization, director, or representative.
Agency. Okay. But
and then, of course, it would be the NAIOC.
Yeah, all those technical changes have to be, those administrative changes have to be done. It has to be changed over, obviously. I think other than the front page and you know, I think other than the front page and
Sue, this is Chris G. I'm emailing those to you now.
Okay. I'm at my laptop, so.
See, these are the ones we worked on these, Sue. You were there when we worked on these. You'll recognize them.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I'll hit refresh till it popped up, Chris G. I've got Chris K and Chris G, so. Okay, it popped up. I'm going to put it on mute and open this up.
Thank you.
And not to drag this out for a year. Just want to make sure we
know what
we
mean. No, we're not.
But I'm sure that that's not perfect. It can evolve.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I was going to say, this is a more internal document for your committee to use. So, yeah,
but we don't want to use it without the, you know... We don't want to miss any of the...
Oh, no, I completely understand. I respect that. But, like, in terms of whether you call it an operator or an agency, that's not...
Yeah.
Okay, so it's, your department will need to approve these specific
things.
They're
going to want to approve it, I'm sure.
So I guess what the suggestion is since ADOA has seen the ones that Chris K. brought, we can always start with those and then just make... adaptations as we go along
for
further review.
I guess to not to belabor this, but this, of course, is important, and we need to have it. We need some kind of stamp on it for October.
Well, would you like me to do a redraft based upon this update here, and then get sign off from our leadership?
Yes.
Okay.
So what I would ask you, Chris, is this: we've got this document, which is the procedures. So this is the one that I thought was the final. The one behind it is what Christopher has with our original notes on it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can give that your eagle eye and, you know, make
and
that.
If you can email this stuff to me so I have it in electronic form, that'd be great.
And then this is, again, is the version of this that we worked with, and all the, this was all in red ink, you know. So you have both of these. Do you see that, Sue?
I see it.
So, yeah, I can just take this, put IOC on it, and clean it up, and then, I think in terms of the actual checklist, this is really just, you know, in terms of what you want to ask at the site visit. So as long as you're not breaching confidentiality or anything, then, you know, we certainly don't have any issues from a legal perspective. You know, if you have to ask what the condition of the furniture is, you have to ask what the condition of the furniture is.
Yeah.
So,
and having had children in really crappy places,
I imagine so.
It's an issue.
No. So, I think the more significant one is this one pager, like you mentioned. So I will make sure
that's the refined one.
Yeah.
But I absolutely could have missed something. You know, and I know Jesse went through and reformatted. Thank you so much, Jesse.
Yeah, it was like they printed kind of funny.
They did.
Yeah.
And I sent them over to you.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, and I think there's still some questions on the more revised one on number three. The note about guardianship was a question we had, whether or not we need to address that. If a person is under guardianship, do we have to have permission to interview
from a guardian? Okay, I wasn't sure if that was your note or if that was what you had.
No, anytime you see a note, it means we need clarification.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So
is that something we need to ask if we're interviewing an adult? Or do they have the ability to consent to our interview, or does someone else have to be asked?
Present,
They have guardianship, legal guardianship. I'm presuming the guardian
needs to get this is why I wanted to bring the use the Southern Arizona Committee's expertise, because they've been around for, I think, 25 years now doing this.
Was the basis.
There is one difference, though, because they do primarily unlicensed homes. We don't have any unlicensed homes, is my understanding, in Northern Arizona. So we'd be looking at something a little bit different. I mean, I think in terms of the questions, it's probably the same, but there's a few legalities that I think are different because they're looking at a different population.
And we didn't pull this out of the air. I mean, this is from, I think, Southern Arizona.
No, I understand, but when you have, like, a question about guardianship, it might be useful to ask them, well, what do you do when the guardianship issue?
Yes.
Because they seem to have a good handle on things. I know when I was down there last month, they had done two site visits. And, and just so you know, for background, it seems like what they have been doing is basically teams of two members from the committee go out, so it's not like the whole committee necessarily goes out. It's just a team of two goes out and conducts the site visit. So I think there's a lot of different ways you could do it. And
I think that's what we had talked about, too, that it wouldn't be the whole group or necessitate everybody's presence every time.
Okay.
Where there might be a conflict. I mean, there's some places I should.
We don't want to overwhelm people or charge in with a big, intimidating group.
Absolutely. I don't think we're that intimidating. We can be.
All right. So based on these updated documents, I will... I'll follow up on these additional questions that we have here, and then I'll make the necessary changes to the checklist, and I'll send that out to the group.
Okay. Sue, do you have any other comment on item number four on the agenda?
I do not.
Okay. Anybody? Any other comments on that? Thanks for all that feedback and input. And thanks, Chris, for keeping us on the
Absolutely.
On the trail.
I appreciate your patience with me. I'm still pretty new at all this, so
You're doing a great job.
This goes for everyone in the group. If you have any questions or concerns middle of the month, you know, before we have a meeting, or you want to see if something's getting done, please feel free to check in with me. I don't view it as a bother. I think it's really important that we maintain that communication just so we're all on the same page. So feel free to reach out to me anytime.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. So then the next topic we have is membership development, discussion and possible action on any new members. So, you know, I think with the limited group that we have now, we're getting to the point where we're going to actually get to work, which is a good thing. Any thoughts, any possibilities on some new members for the committee? I'm looking at you, Anne, just to start.
Well, I'm hoping Trish will agree to join. I think that would be beneficial, and she's got a lot of expertise and has done site visits previously, so I think that would be wonderful. I am, you know, always working on parents because that's part of my mandate for being here through my job, is to be able to bring additional parents of children and services to this group. You know, as I've said before here, I've hesitated to do that the last few months because I felt like we were sort of a ship without a rudder, and I didn't really want to bring. I've had, you know, one that wasn't successful, and you know, so I as we start to get some consistency here and some substance what we're doing, then I'm absolutely going to be looking for other parents who are ready for leadership and having their voice heard.
Excellent.
But I don't have anybody off the top of my head at the moment. I've got one thought, but we're not quite there yet.
Okay. Chris, how about you? Chris G.
I don't have anybody or any other colleagues or representatives off the top of my head, but I'll take credit for Trish, too.
We'll share.
I can share. So, but I do have a question. So, are there new applications that we need to have so that we can distribute when we're talking to somebody? We're able to give them out. Do you have those? Are they completed? Can we get them off the website? Too many questions.
No. I alluded to it earlier. Maybe I wasn't clear enough. So, we have a application form that I've drafted, and that's been presented to our leadership in terms of the substance and whether we need to add anything, take anything off. That hasn't been approved yet, so I don't have anything yet. What I will say is, if as an initial point, you just want to establish contact with someone and get the ball rolling, you know, you're more than welcome to give them my information and have them send me their resume, and that can get us started until we have that official form in place.
Okay, sounds good.
That's a way to move forward.
Right.
Sue, do you have anyone in mind?
Not at this time, but that was my next question with the application, and he answered it. So.
Because
I have some that they hadn't, their kids are now older now, and after talking with me and seeing me in my journey, I'm kind of, they're more interested in the process, so I'm just kind of prepping them as well, so I wanted to know where we were in the application process as well.
Okay, we're getting there. so that's a good
thing. I'm going to take Chris P's advice and just have the dialogue with people as well.
So. Yes, exactly. And if we do have someone that's particularly interested and has a resume or a little write-up about themselves, to send it on to get maybe the ball rolling, that's a great idea.
Right.
Exactly. So, and Karen, did you have it? We had talked about, well, Corey, of course.
Yes.
And another gentleman that I met through work who actually left his position over in Sedona, and he was taking a position over here in Prescott with one of the family counseling services. And before he left, I nailed him with my cell phone number, and I understand that he is still very interested in joining us. He is he's a person familiar with recovery and so on. So that's another possibility. He's a relatively young person, and you know, had some good energy and interest. So we'll see what comes of that. So, you know, that's 3 people who are potential.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we begin, you know. Mm-hmm. And the more we are organized, the more we can do, the more we're more confident we're going to feel about inviting people. So.
And the more people you have, the more people you can recruit.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, all right. So on item number 5, anybody else? Jesse or Marie, do you have anything as far as membership goes? Okay. And then Anna Branson, are you on the line? I didn't think so. Okay. Chris, is there anything legislatively happening that you might want to comment on?
Yeah, not to my knowledge.
Okay.
Really, I don't think. I know from a state government perspective, state agencies, the deadline to submit their bills, you know, for approval to the governor's office was last week. Mm. And to my knowledge, there wasn't anything related to these committees. So.
Okay. Not even the issues about pre-existing conditions for our family members with mental illness and such.
Well, I don't know about, I should say, you know, specific to the committee and the committee administration. I don't know about the program.
Okay.
You know.
All right, but
by and large,
this is the place where if any of us is involved in any of that, that's where we want to make sure we all are.
You probably won't get any, you know, beefy legislative updates until your January meeting. But
yeah.
If I hear anything next month, I'll let you know. You know, the real substance to it.
Well, after the midterm elections too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Possible. We'll see.
Hopefully. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay. So.
I might not be here anymore after the midterm.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Don't say that. We don't say that.
Did you hear that outcry? Oh, my God. All right. Is everyone okay? Can we go on? Don't choke like that, Kristen.
I wish I was joking.
Oh, we're just getting to know you.
Yeah, starting all over again.
No, you know, whoever gets elected, they... Decisions matter. That's all I have to say about that. We'll see what happens. But anyway, yeah.
Well, you'll let us know who to lobby about what. I'm very serious. All right. So now on number 7 is where I thought we just, you know, as we had discussed, we want to make sure we have our ear to anything that's happening in agencies that we would be working with or, you know, hearing from. So I'll start with you in the FIC. I think I forwarded you something that I had received from the state group or something, which I figured you were probably already involved
in. From Big State One?
Mm.
I don't remember off the top of my head. I board meetings this week, so I'll have more, but I don't think there's anything
right
huge and earth-shattering at the moment.
Good, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And Jesse and Marie, do you have?
Well, we are just really getting geared up for the transition. Last update, we were 96% ready.
Fasten your seatbelts.
So apparently we're one of the top health plan we're the only ones that are ready. So
okay.
No, go us. No, I'm just kidding. We're totally not. One thing that's kind of neat that we will be doing is we're going to be bringing up some training for our PCPs on behavioral health issues. Because as we go live with integration, we'll obviously be doing both, so we need to make sure that both systems are understanding and talking to each other. We're also revisiting our LGBTQ competencies. Our Cultural Awareness Committee is revising and finalizing those and rolling those out. What else are we doing?
Lots of things. We have in our Office of Individual and Family Affairs, we have 2 new positions now, a children's liaison and an adult liaison, which is different from what there's some confusion about. Well, how does that impact your new role, mm-hmm. mine? Mm-hmm. So the adult and kiddo side, we have hired, I think one has already been approved and so I can't speak that it's a for sure, but we have interviewed 2 people. It's likely that we have 2 people at this point, adult and children's liaison. And what they are, primarily their job is to be the the liaison between the acute side and the behavioral health side. So specific to members. Okay, so to find out from acute care providers, you know, and parents who have children or adults involved in on the acute care system with behavioral health needs. See, we're discovering that a lot of the acute care side doesn't understand behavioral health. So their jobs, which are pretty, as far as I see it, Herculean, will be to make that marriage and help systems work better in delivering care to our members. And then my job on the other side of that, I don't know what you'd call it, spectrum of color, is to work with systems, not individuals, but with systems to try to help shift, find out where the missing links are or the broken links and try to connect them again to make a system more effective and efficient and also, you know, working more cooperatively together to initiate change or not even fix what's broken, okay, but find out the strengths. It's different systems have strengths that could be brought in and applied. So my job will be to ferret out what the strengths are, where the improvements might need to be made. Working a lot with NAMI, and I'll be working with FIC and what's the other one? My kid. Just to you know, find out where the kinks are for them as a system. So that's our newest news is the addition of those two positions, which we're really excited about.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
We also have a new website going live October 1st. That will be stewarthealtharizona.com.
And that will be ahead of the transition.
Yep.
To
actually, I think it actually goes live October 1st. But if you use our old address, you should be redirected.
Oh, good.
There was something else I was going to mention, and I totally don't remember what it was.
Well, if you find it in your notes, don't hesitate to...
In my brain.
I don't know any other update except for that.
Yes.
What I did.
Sue, do you have anything from your end?
I do not have anything. I'm looking over everything on the agenda, and I don't see anything.
Okay. All right. Christopher G.
Well, the only things that I can think of for Hope Lives... peer-run, peer-service, is we are involved in the Targeted Investment Program statewide. So we primarily work in forensics, so this will be an expansion of our services. And in that, we've launched family services. So I've worked closely with Family Involvement Center, Jane Khalil, in those trainings. And to meet the new Access Complete Care deliverables, we've evolved the agency rather than a day service program, but rather into an educational service program. So we've redesigned our building and put more educational classrooms, and we brought in about 6 more pages onto our service matrix of classes for the community members. So.
Are those available in Northern Arizona as well, Chris?
They are available in Northern Arizona as well. We're a small agency, so it's a little bit slow. So I'm first getting the larger community set up there in the valley. But this quarter of October through December, we will be bringing that up to Flagstaff. And we've redesigned the building there with help from our community investment dollars. Where we've rebuilt a nutrition kitchen and we'll be opening up those programs and stuff. So,
where is your Flagstaff location?
We're at 4th Street and 66.
Oh.
Or Steve's Boulevard.
Okay, in that
right.
Shopping center.
Yeah,
area.
The Green Law.
Okay.
Shopping. We're right next to the Shell gas station.
Gotcha. No,
and
exactly.
By Task, I think, in Satchel.
Yeah, they're right behind us.
Yeah,
behind.
By Satchel's and Task right there on the
corner. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, see, that's the kind of updates I think we need as a group to understand. And so as that evolves, it sounds like those services, too, will be real helpful for our Northern Arizona areas. So.
Absolutely. What I can do is just on the next invite or something, I can bring our service matrix so that you can see.
That would be great, because I work with all kinds of parents who, you know, the children are enrolled with us, but the parents are struggling with so many things that I think might benefit from some of your services. And they're, you know, they're coming to us looking for support, and we can through the kids, but there's a lot of things we can't do that I suspect you probably can.
Yes, and we do service this area here as well. But, of course, we're mobile like you guys are at FLAC, so.
Good. And Chris, do you have anything to add to that?
Not to that. There is one thing I forgot.
Okay.
In my report, but
now's a good time.
Okay.
Because I think we're done with number 7 reports.
Yeah, we already talked about 8.
We can just recap that. But go ahead. What do you?
So, I think one of the ideas I have is I think it's important for all sides to have better communication in this. And one of the ways I think we can communicate better is between committees. In other words, not to, you know, so Northern Arizona dialoguing with what Maricopa is doing in Southern Arizona, and also you know, there are 6 committees that DES has that do similar things in the area of developmental disabilities, being able to communicate with them as well.
Wonderful idea.
Just to take on best practices. So, and then also, as I've talked about, I think, you know, within my own agency, the Department of Administration, again, I think I'm trying to learn as much as I can, but we're still really, you know, there's a lot to know. So whatever we can glean from you and your expertise would be helpful. So bottom line is that I think we're going to try to approach this on 2 fronts. Number 1 is dialogue between the chairs, you know, at least, you know, through conference call. I know it can be difficult to come down to the valley. So at least
a conference call.
And then we'd also, this can be something you put on the agenda for next month or think about, but have a liaison from the committee who's not the chair, so just a regular member who can speak to things as well, and again dialogue with the other committees. So
you mean from another committee attend our meeting?
No, just to set up a call.
Okay.
Because I think this may not be true here. You're very benevolent chair and you open up a lot of dialogue, and I'm not a suck up in the least. But I think some of the committees, there's a concern that the chair has one agenda and some of the members have different agendas. So we want to hear dialogue from both the chairs and how the committees want to be led, and also from just regular members and how they feel the committee should go. So just wanted to put that out there. If I have any more insight and definite info, I'll send that out via email. But we'll certainly can talk about that more at the next meeting in October.
Yeah, my own experience with committees is there may be perfectly good channels for communication, but the committees are often very self-absorbed, and they never think to talk to another committee. So that needs to be opened up, you know, so that if there are matters that are relevant to more than one committee, they get discussed.
Absolutely.
They could have solved the problem we're struggling with, and, you know.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, I'm glad you mentioned it, because if there is any issue, we purposely made this position for 1 year. The chair serves a year, and then you can, you know, do it, be re-elected again. And mind you, myself and my husband will be voting for that. How ridiculous is that? So the point is, you know, it's very important to me, and I have sat in many committees where I am the member of the public, and my opinion, even though I have far more expertise or experience than many of the people sitting around the table, has never been sought. And so I don't want to be that chair. And if anyone catches me doing it, immediately call me out, because I'll be horrified. So I'm glad you mentioned it, Chris.
Good.
That's important. And conferencing with other committee members, and a lot of times I've often thought, you know, if it's not something I can do, Ann, as our vice chair, you know, as your time allows, maybe you would sit on that call. And
sure.
The same thing, any of the other members, maybe Susan is available or Karen or something.
Yeah.
Or Chris in your schedule, maybe. But, you know, we can keep that. I think it's a great idea,
so,
the conference
yeah.
call.
I think my thought is have an initial call, see what yeah. the reaction is, how it goes, and then we can see if it's something we'd want to do regularly, semi-regularly, just
Perfect.
To establish a dialogue. Or as you get to know each other, you know, you can just reach out yourselves
sure.
to an
sure.
individual chair. So
well,
just starting the dialogue.
Yeah, it's a good beginning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just take a step back for a second to membership based on what we were just talking about. As we're looking at potential members, I think we do need to keep in mind, even though we're kind of de-emphasizing voting, we need to find some members who can also vote because it
yes.
is an issue that only you and Karen
yes.
can vote.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And Susan.
Yeah,
I mean,
and,
we have three
well,
voting
now,
members.
Susan, that's correct. Because Trish wouldn't be able to.
Right.
And I don't know, you know, other
well,
potential. Corey
would
be able to, but I think we do have to kind of keep
that
in the back of our heads.
Meetings like, I mean, he's going to
have to. He's just talking about doing, like, site
type
visits and stuff.
Assisting
yeah.
with them.
It would still be good to have another voting member just
goodness.
So you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Just so you can, you know, be very clear about the fact that you have quorum and everything.
That's a good point, Ann. So we have to keep that in mind. So as far as number 8 goes, I think we've established that in October, we'll look at 2019 for locations, dates, and all of that stuff. Please be prepared with feedback for us. You know, if this date or time, you know, this day or time, the third Monday at the time, if there's a way we can adjust that later in the day, earlier in the whatever, you know, to make it more workable for us, we need to get that all on the table in October. And I will say for the record that after emails and two calls to Scott Lindblom, I have never heard back from him. So, Chris Kay, I know you got a call from him, I understand. Or was it an email?
Well, that was the first, that was the day of the transition I received a call from him. So this was back on August 3rd.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
so,
I've had
so I think you've tried to contact him subsequently. Yeah.
Because I'm more inclined once the group that is working chooses a time and date, then, you know, I would prefer to stick with it. I think it'd be easier for all of us if we can make it workable. Mm-hmm. So and not to exclude anyone. I absolutely don't want anyone to think that, you know, because we need everyone's input. So okay. So we'll deal with that in October. How about future agenda items? I've got the conference call options. You'll give us an update on that. At that meeting, we'll be talking about all the documents and their various forms and approvals. Perhaps we'll have some membership application feedback, which would be great.
I would like that, too.
Yeah, I know, Chris. I know. I know. What power you have, you're using. We know. And then we will resolve into executive session to look at the list that Christopher will be able to access for us. Okay, so that's as far as if anything else comes up. And Sue, if anything else comes up, make sure you send an email to me and copy Chris or whoever so we know and we can add it to the agenda. So if we have nothing else on our formal business, how about public comments? Anybody? Anything else to add?
How do you provoke them?
How do you provoke what?
Public comments.
Oh.
How do you get people to do it? You have to, in some way, induce, maybe better word than provoke.
Face palm, honey? No, it's a very good point, and hopefully we'll reach a point where we actually have a lot of members of the public
right.
who will be rattling their sabers and, you know, demanding action on all kinds of things. We can only hope for that, huh?
Okay.
I do have a question before we wrap up. So I know that the committee had talked about visiting TGC, but also possibly CFSS. I did find a contact person at TGC who can help set up a site visit.
What is TGC?
The Guidance Center. I'm sorry.
Okay. And the Guidance Center would be better. I mean, of the two, the Guidance Center would be better just because they're just, you know, broader and have more people actually in there. If we've got a contact, we should do that.
Okay. Because they do have a psychiatric unit at the Guidance Center.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And substance use.
And they also have supported housing as well.
Mm-hmm. So would you agree that then that's where we should tour on
so it might be good
the October meeting, just to start? And who will set that up?
If I can forward the information to Chris, who can coordinate the visit, or we can help set up the visit, whatever
what
you
would
think would be.
I mean, it doesn't matter, whoever can just get it done. If you don't mind, Jesse.
Can you coordinate that with Jesse?
Sure.
I will just email the TGC contact and I'll CC Chris on it so that everybody's all on the same.
Okay. So the tour would be TGCC?
TGC, the Guidance Center.
Yeah.
I know.
It's actually right across the way from the
DES building.
Yeah, really.
Good.
Okay,
across
so
the street,
literally
you could
right there.
And I think
well, that sounds like a good plan.
Oh, well, DES, yeah. And then there's, because the DES building's on 4th Street, but there's also a DES building on Vicky Street, too.
Oh, that's right.
This is the 4th Street.
This is the 4th Street building. Okay, cool.
The brand new building.
Yeah, I'll get a map and everything.
Got it.
It's a very nice building, yeah.
It's brand new.
Yeah, good. Excellent. Okay, so if we don't have any further business, anybody? Peter?
I will not be at the next meeting in October. I'm off that week. I didn't know when I took this position.
If you have anything, please send an email or send it with Jesse, just so we can stay looped into what you're finding important, Marie, that might pertain to our work.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Anne, Bill, Jesse, or Marie, Christopher, anything?
Nope.
Any other?
You know everything I know, or I know everything you know.
So, do you have anything else before we adjourn? Sue?
I dropped my phone trying to unmute it. I do not have anything else. Thank you.
I thought she already adjourned.
Well, she already dismissed us. Fine. Okay, then. At 12:14, we are going to adjourn. 12:14.
Thank you.
All right.